following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
We're nuts
about football.
That's why we're teaming up to help wide receiver Wes Welker take down defensive end DeMarcus Ware in the Depend Players Challenge for charity.
Actually, we're pulling for DeMarcus.
But we talked about Welker over breakfast burritos.
Get together with your loved ones and vote for the player you want to give the $50,000 from Depend to the V Foundation. Voting ends July 1st.
Together, we can help Wes.
DeMarcus.
Win for a good cause.
Vote at thegreatamericantryon.com.
What she said.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we roll along in this last full week of June. Can you believe it? 2013 halfway past us, 4th of July coming up next weekend, and still plenty going on with Wimbledon. The Stanley Cup playoffs have wrapped up. Will the College World Series be over tonight, or can Mississippi State find a way to break this UCLA pitching hex? They do it again last night. One team makes the opponent of the Bruins make a mistake, and UCLA 100% of the time seems to capitalize on it. And they did again last night in a 3-1 victory. They didn't get a hit after the fifth inning, and they won the baseball game. So that's what's going on with the College World Series. Game 2 is tonight here on ESPN Radio. We'll talk with Jack Wang of the LA Daily News. He's been covering the Bruins. We'll talk about that. We might even throw in a football question or two now that the Big Ten and Pac-12 have made agreement to be in the Holiday Bowl and the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl. And there's some other things going on out there with UCLA and Nebraska. And folks, if you haven't seen it yet, it's up on our Facebook page. There will be alternate uniforms again this year, and I guess you pick the biggest home game to wear them. And I guess the biggest home game this year is UCLA when they roll in to Memorial Stadium on the 14th of September. The photo is up. I just caught a glimpse of it because it came out late this morning. Black tops, black face mask. Jeffrey, producer Jeff, was there anything special besides that?
Well, the custom made face masks are black, the stripe, as well as the gloves. You know, when you put the two gloves together, you'll get your N and stuff too. So the base of the jersey, though, is black because last year everyone, I think it was kind of a negative response to the red uniform, so they wanted to go black this year.
And they wanted to be able to pick up the numbers and see the names. And so I guess that's what we've got this year. I'll tell you what, the picture I see isn't that impressive. I'll throw that out. I mean, that's just the initial reaction. It's just initial reaction. Last year, it was so gaudy and bright that I guess it caught your attention. Went, wow. And then you didn't think about this. This will be easier for the coaches to probably see numbers and see who's in the game. But white pants with the black tops, and that'll be Nebraska and UCLA. Hey, it worked last year, the first time that Nebraska played Wisconsin, so we'll see if it works this year for what could be the biggest home game competition-wise, not the biggest home game, Big Ten-wise, obviously, against UCLA. So check that out. That's on our Facebook page. Again, when you go to ESPNSuperstation.com, you can like us on Facebook. You can vote on our Midtown Mart Cooler question. You can listen to old shows yesterday, a month ago, 6 months ago. We've got them all up there on our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. And you can like us on Facebook, as we said. So go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Go every day. You can see the latest sports, state, national, and of course, what makes it special, the local sports are up there as well. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. If you'd like to email the program today, the address is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And a Bruce Furniture fan line for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is 888-455-ESPN. You can call us anytime on that Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-3776. Have you seen the alternate uniforms? What do you think? Let us know. Also coming up on the program today, besides talking with Jack Wang of the LA Daily News about the College World Series and Pac-12, Big 12 get-togethers, we'll talk with Terry Ann and John Flores with Snag Golf. We had earlier in the month, Matt Shaner come in, and this Friday out at the Kearney Country Club, there is a golf tournament. It's the Tasha Kider Memorial, and all the monies from that are going to go to Snag Golf, which is to implement golf in our elementary schools. You know, you send the kids there. They've got phys ed. They've got PE, however each elementary or middle school calls it. But there's really never been a good way. I mean, heck, they're shooting archery, right? There's never been a really good way to teach golf to the youngsters, and that's what this program is about. They'll tell us more about that coming up in the second part of the show today here on ESPN. Well, I can only imagine, and there probably isn't a ton out there as we talk about, but the random hockey fan that gets brought in to hockey through the NHL playoffs had to be riveted by the Stanley Cup, and what a way for it to end last night. I can only imagine. I mean, this was worse than Ray Allen. If you're a Boston fan, this is worse than Ray Allen hitting that three, say that you're a San Antonio fan. I mean, before you even knew what happened, you went from winning and forcing a game seven to the season is over. I mean, let's face it, 20, 40, 60, you take away a minute 15, so you've played 58 minutes and 44 seconds. You've given up one goal, and then you give up two goals in the next 17 seconds. And you are out, and it is over. And Chicago, who was eliminated, what were they down, 4-1? They were down 4-1 and 3-1, something like that, in the first round against Toronto. Was it Toronto, Winnipeg? Who was it, Toronto?
Boston was Toronto, and Chicago was to Detroit.
Chicago to Detroit. I mean, good Lord, this team should have been out a long time ago, and here they are. Your Stanley Cup champions for the fifth time and the second time in four seasons. So if you stuck with it, it made up for what was a pretty quiet hockey game because it was 1-1 until about 7 minutes to go in the game. So the NHL is now done. The NBA is done. And I guess we're at that point now where the only thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, the only thing to focus on, I mean, you've got your weekly tennis tournaments and you'll have Wimbledon and you've got your weekly golf tournaments and you'll have the British Open here in a month. But really, now it's Major League Baseball. It's time to watch Major League Baseball. This is when people start paying attention, and then you'll have the All-Star break about the time they start paying attention. And then it's into college football, especially for this part of the country, because in 1 month, in fact, 1 month from today, we are in Chicago for Big Ten Football Media Days, July 24th and 25th. So 1 month, we will have the Doug and Daddy Show, as always, with the best coverage of anyone in Central Nebraska of the Big Ten Media Days, talking to players, coaches, and officials with the Big Ten as we get ready for the 2013 football season. All kinds of polls have been out there during the spring, during the summer. One of the guys on Sports Illustrated voted or ranked Bo Pelini the second best coach in the Big Ten. There was another ranking service about a month ago that had him fifth or sixth, but everybody has Urban Meyer one, and this particular article had Bo Pelini number two in the conference. And I chuckle because I know that 30% of Husker fans don't like him as our coach. What do you think about that? 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776 and we'd love to get your thoughts on that. What else is going on in the world of sports? Well, congratulations to Grand Island youngster Zeb Ellsburn. He threw a no-hitter last night for GIU save when they took on Lincoln Dinsdale in game two of a doubleheader. Offense in the first game, 8-7 GI, 4-0 in the second game. And he twirls himself a little no-hitter. It's going to be busy again tonight. Fan appreciation night for Grand Island, for Kearney 5 Points and Little Caesars as they welcome in Aurora. They've got all kinds of activities, homemade ice cream, the same old greatness that they always have for fan appreciation night. It's going on tonight at Memorial Field as they take on Aurora at 5:30 and at 8 o'clock. Also tonight, Kearney Post 52 and Runsom will be playing at North Platte, and the Hastings and Grand Island teams will be battling tonight. Hastings Runza will host Grand Island Dinsdale at Duncan Field, while Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes and 5 Points will be traveling to Grand Island to take on 5 Points and Home Federal at Ryder Park. So that's what's going on in the world of baseball. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, because when we come back, we're going to be talking College World Series with Jack Wang of the LA Daily News. Want to remind you folks that don't forget, now is the time to make that purchase at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, and take advantage of the $50 gas card that comes along free with a purchase of at least $499 or more during the Top Off Your House with New Furniture and Fill Up on Us sale at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. You've got the store-wide coupons that came in your mail here within the last week. There are so many great savings, of course, on all of the great brand name furniture like Ashley, Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Lane, England, Chromecraft, so much more. Check it out. You've received it in your mail. Now it's time to take advantage of the great savings, as always, at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
Is there a smoker in your life? Now they can keep the things they like about smoking while losing the things you don't. No more smelling like cigarette smoke. No more dirty ashtrays. Finally, smokers have a real alternative. Introducing the Enjoy King, the first premium electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and flavor of the real thing. It's a new day for smokers. Give them an Enjoy King electronic cigarette. Cigarettes, you've met your match. Available at participating 7-Eleven, Walgreens, and other fine retailers nationwide. Not for sale to minors. Contains nicotine, which is addictive. Find out more at Enjoy.
The Cleveland Cavaliers select LeBron James.
The Chicago Bulls pick Michael Jordan.
The Seattle Supersonics select Kevin Durant. The Denver Nuggets select Carmelo Anthony. The Orlando Magic select Dwight Howard.
The 2013 NBA Draft, Thursday on ESPN, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN Radio app.
Isolated thunderstorms early on today, then skies turn mostly sunny as we head to a high in the middle 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, light northwest winds, a low of 63. Look for a high of 95 then on Wednesday. Right now, 73.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Cause here we come.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, rolling along on a Tuesday. You know what? We're hoping for more baseball because that means there's more live action here on ESPN. There's more on the television. There's just another game. And what a great crowd it was last night. We talked about how
Omaha as a city misses out when they don't have baseball from the College World Series on Saturday or Sunday. But there was a heck of a crowd last night. Now, you can read some of the articles today. A lot of Mississippi State fans, and they went home a little unhappy last night with a 3-1 win as UCLA is one win away from the College World Series championship. And it seems like we've been talking a lot of UCLA because they've been doing so good. We've had Coach Savage on a couple of times. And, of course, Nebraska and UCLA meeting on the football field here the next couple of years. So let's move on and find out more about the Bruins. From the LA Daily News, Jack Wang is with us. He's probably ready to go home. Jack, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
Great to have you on the program. Exciting games every time UCLA plays. What would happen if they ever got out to a 6-0 lead?
I mean, I think they had a 4-0 lead. I mean, and that I think even that kind of feels like an 8-0 lead for this team, especially when you get David Berg out there on the mound. I think just having watched this team for the last few weeks, you kind of get the feeling that I'm not surprised anymore, I guess, when they win. Like, I can see this team go down a run or two and kind of just expect them to, you know, get the bunt when they need it or steal the base when they need it. And it's kind of really, it's a strange feeling at this point, just watching this team. There's this feeling of inevitability, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, when we talked with Coach Savage before the College World Series and looked at their batting average, yeah, a lot of these teams had great pitching, and they were in a bracket with North Carolina and LSU, and really, even though they have experience in Omaha, nobody really saw these guys making it to this point, I don't think. Did something change, or is this exactly, while you've been covering this year, this exactly the way they've been winning? Because, again, last night, they jump on top in the first inning after a mistake by Mississippi State.
Well, definitely the way they've been playing pretty much all through the postseason. You know, for some reason, other teams will make mistakes, and any time that happens, they'll pretty much jump all over it. It was especially big during the Super Regionals at Cal State Fullerton, which I didn't really think going into that they were going to get out of, especially not in two games. And I think they definitely, I was talking to David Berg earlier during the week, and he said that he thought the team really got in a roll with that win over Cal Poly back in the LA Regional. And that was, they were down 4-0 in that game. And they had a few good bounces on a couple of hits and then tied the game when that hit, it would have been a standard fly out in right field. The ball gets lost in the lights. The outfielder completely misses it, and it turns into a base-clearing triple. And I think they kind of just, I don't know, they kind of just gained momentum from there, and the same thing has just kind of been happening for them ever since.
I think, Jack, that's one of the things we, like most of the media, you're always trying to find that answer. What is making this team win? I don't think there is an answer. They're 17-2 in one run games. There's no magic potion here. They just play kind of mistake free baseball.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
As you got
for some reason, it seems like any team they play just keeps making mistakes when they need. And they really put pressure, I think, what it is, on opposing teams. Like you really can't afford to make mistakes, especially when you're playing in a big ballpark like this, which plays up the advantages that they have with Plutko and Vandertag tonight.
Talking with here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Jack Wang of the LA Daily News, following UCLA as they're one win away from the College World Series championship. You can read his articles at dailynews.com. Follow him on Twitter as well. All the information is right there. Big play or big night for the closer last night in Berg, but he kind of shakes it off. He breaks a record that is just almost impossible to attain, 24 saves in one season. He's getting a save in half of the wins for UCLA, more than half of the wins basically for UCLA this year, and he seemed to just be pretty even keel, ready to go do it again tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I asked him last night how he felt about getting that record, and he just said he didn't care about it at all, focused on getting another save, you know, either tonight or tomorrow if necessary. And that kind of was the attitude, I think, for the entire team. And Savage came in right off the bat and said that he told the team they didn't really have anything to celebrate yet. He said they could enjoy it for 30 to 45 minutes.
Jack, who's going tonight? What did Coach Savage decide who he wants to put out there for game two tonight?
Oh, they're definitely going to start Nick Vandertag, just a regular Saturday night starter. And he has a lot of faith in Nick. Nick was shaky, I think, back during the regionals. And, you know, he was thinking about pulling him. That was also the Cal Poly game. And he had probably should have given up more than four runs through, you know, it was five innings. But Coach Savage kind of stuck it out. He'd seen that Nick is kind of similar to Plutko, just in that neither of them are big strikeout guys, but they're both pretty experienced and pretty savvy. Vandertag has a little bit more heat on his fastball. And really the last time he came out, he had fantastic control on the ball. You're just getting into the zone when he wanted to. Put it a little bit up when he wanted to. And it's just, it's been so long since I've seen this team lose that it's hard to bet against them at this point.
Still through four games, batting only .183. When you try to find an offensive star to interview after the game, who do you look for?
I think it's Eric Flea at this point. I mean, he's hitting well over .400 just through the postseason. And he's really just turned it on. Talk about defense, too. He had that great catch yesterday. I think it was in the fifth inning that robbed Mississippi State of what definitely would have been at least a double, if not a triple.
Just a couple minutes here with Jack Wang, LA Daily News, on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jack, just from listening to the post-game press conference last night for Mississippi State, I think Coach Cohen and all those kids up there were stunned's not the word, but maybe agitated, aggravated. I think they felt that they played well enough to win the game. 12 strikeouts versus two. As you just mentioned, the one ball that would have changed the baseball game. He said that was the biggest play of the entire game. What's your sense of what Mississippi State felt after the game last night?
I think it's what a lot of teams must feel when they play UCLA, especially through the postseason. I think as an opponent, it must just be really befuddling to go up against this team that really isn't flashy in any way, but somehow refuses to win. Refuses to lose. And I think when you look at it game by game, it's really easy to chalk it up to luck. Like, oh, UCLA got the right bounce there. You know, if Mississippi State hadn't made that throwing error on that bunt, then those last two runs that put them up 3-1 might not have happened. Or even that first runner when they got on that strikeout wild pitch, that might not have happened had Kevin Kramer decided not to swing. But when you look at this, keeps happening over and over again, regardless of opponent. And it's really hard to explain what it is exactly, but I don't know, like UCLA is doing something right.
Game two tonight, UCLA has won more national championships overall than any other university in the country, but they haven't done it in baseball. It's been brought up a few times, obviously, to Coach Savage. What would it mean? I mean, because let's face it, we talked about it here in the intro, Mississippi State, if they had 5,000 fans, UCLA probably had 100 at the ball game. Mississippi State, it would mean so much to their university because they've never won a national title. And UCLA's in L.A. where there's always something going on. Will this even be a blip on the radar if they win tonight?
I think it will be for UCLA fans. I don't know. I don't think the city of Los Angeles would particularly care. But, this would be Title 109 overall just in the athletic department, which is, that's obviously more than any other school has in the country. But I think if they win a championship, they would also avoid the first school year where they don't have a championship for the first time in something like close to two decades, which is pretty remarkable, I guess, just that sort of run that they've had in athletics.
Well, let's switch gears here for just a second. I know Nebraska, if you haven't seen this, they've just unveiled those alternate uniforms because they're ready for UCLA to come out and play some football. You got any insight on how good UCLA football is going to be this year?
I think they'll be pretty good. They'll run into some trouble just because the schedule is so much better this fall than it was last year. They'll have to go up to Oregon and Stanford on a back-to-back the back-to-back trip that's just going to be brutal. But I think the main thing is they have a lot of young guys coming in on the offensive line. It's seven guys in that recruiting class, and they're all pretty highly touted. There might be some growing pains there just because they're so young, but the offensive line was, one of the major issues last season, and I think they actually played a little bit above their heads considering the talent level and just some of the injuries they had. And they're definitely going to go into the season with a committee at running back. And, we'll see how well that works. It might be okay, but it's definitely not going to be, the levels that Jonathan Franklin had last year, just becoming the all-time rushing leader for UCLA. And, of course, now Green Bay Packer, which I think was probably a steal for them that low.
Should I pick him in my fantasy draft?
depends on if no one in your draft is biting. I think so. I think he'll probably get touches over Eddie Lacy. If he's a late round flyer, definitely.
Cool. Okay, one more thing here, and then we'll let you get back to enjoying the day here. Yesterday, the Big Ten and Pac-12 made it official that they're going to not only play in the Rose Bowl, but the Holiday Bowl and the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl. And I thought Commissioner Delaney of the Big Ten was pretty fired up, and he kind of hinted that, you know what, we're going to make sure, because let's face it, the top half of the conference will make the bowls. There's a good chance these guys, if they slotted them, they could play in the same teams or the same bowls numerous times, and it sounds like they've made some kind of backroom decision here not to let that happen. But the thing I find interesting is the Big Ten wanted to move more over the country, not just Florida and the East Coast. Well, with these two matchups, the Pac-12, they stay right there in California. Good thing, bad thing, doesn't matter for the Pac-12.
I think it's fine. I mean, it's kind of because there's so much. Because one of the things Delaney mentioned was that by playing in San Francisco for the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl and kind of just playing out west in general, you're getting more of a reach into the recruiting grounds out here, which I guess the Big Ten didn't have as much before this move would give them. But the Pac-12 teams, none of them really recruit on a national scale. Like Oregon does it, and Stanford started doing it over the past few years. USC did it, but they're not really able to do it anymore unless, maybe Lane Kiffin gets fired. And UCLA is starting to do it, but they're not doing it in a big way yet, really outside of, say, Texas. So I don't think it's not really going to affect the Pac-12 in a big way at this point, just because their recruiting doesn't, outside of probably Texas, they don't have feelers,
sure,
into really the Deep South,
sure,
or the Midwest.
Yeah, there's probably some talent there in California. They can just kind of stay home and get those boys anyway, can't they? Nebraska doesn't. They've got to get a few California wannabes to come out and play football here. So, well, Jack, we'll let you get back to the day. A pleasure chatting with you on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we can catch up again maybe when football season rolls around and you guys are back out this way. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hey, take care, Jack Wang. Check him out, LA Daily News and dailynews.com for the very latest on what's going on with UCLA at the College World Series. We do have quite a few responses on our Facebook page about Nebraska's uniforms, the alternate uniform for the second year. This time it'll be against UCLA, and we'll talk about that here when we come back from break. We're also going to be talking with Terry Anton and John Flores of a Snag Golf, the youth golf program that is going to hopefully take off here in Kearney. And folks, don't forget that coming up at the Kearney Holiday Inn this Wednesday and Thursday from 11 to 7, it's the two-day-only trunk show from Gary Michaels Clothiers. Stop over at the Sozo American Cuisine in the Kearney Holiday Inn and check things out like featured tailor suits, 20% off. They'll have special pricing on Enro dress shirts, Tommy Bahama sportswear is 25% off, and custom clothing fabrics as well. Plus, you'll get a free necktie just for stopping by and having some refreshments. Plus, if you want a special sizing, say, you know what, I need to get over to Gary Michaels. Well, here they are. Give them a call. They can set you up for a special sizing while they're in Kearney, Wednesday and Thursday. Just let them know so they don't have five guys show up at the same time, and it's easier for both of you. 800-448-0478. 800-448-0478 if you want to request a special sizing while in town. The two-day-only trunk show, Wednesday and Thursday. That's tomorrow and Thursday from 11 to 7. Brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings. They'll be at the Sozo American Cuisine located in the Kearney Holiday Inn. And we are back after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. Summer's here. Weather's great, kids out of school. So many places you and I'd rather be. But even though you don't want to be at work, business doesn't stop. Good news, though, you can escape the office and still stay connected to your coworkers and clients. Share ideas, problem solve, get projects done. How? Just use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. The powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes a click, share your screen, and work on documents in real time. And just turn on your webcam to make your online meeting an HD video conference. See each other face-to-face, like meeting in person. Easily launch or join a meeting from wherever you are, whenever you need to, using your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Even present from an iPad. Sweet. We love GoToMeeting. Try it today free 30 days. For the special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. Remember, use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting, meeting.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Isolated thunderstorms early on today, then skies turn mostly sunny as we head to a high in the middle 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, light northwest winds, a low of 63. Look for a high of 95 then on Wednesday. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Voice your thoughts. They've kind of been in the middle right now on Nebraska's alternate uniforms that were released late this morning for the UCLA game. Yes, that's what we talk about here in Nebraska when there's not much going on besides the College World Series. We talk about football uniforms. Folks, our Midtown Mart Cooler question yesterday was, should the NBA allow coaches and players to be traded together with the Doc Rivers situation going on, which still isn't finalized? 54% of you said yes, 46% said no. You can vote on our Midtown Mart Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. The poll question today, who is the early favorite to win the National League Cy Young Award? Zimmerman, Washington, Wainwright, St. Louis, Harvey of the Mets, and Corbin of Arizona. Who is the early favorite to win the National League Cy Young Award? Vote on the Midtown Mart Cooler question today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, right now, pleased to welcome into the program. We talked about this with Matt Shaner of the Kearney Country Club earlier this month, and he is just kind of representing the entire community of golf professionals in and around Kearney, the university, the high schools, and all the folks that are helping out with the Tasha Kider Memorial Tournament, which is Friday at the Kearney Country Club, and they still have some openings. It's an afternoon golf tournament, so if you've got one of those where you can work Friday morning and then slide out, give them a call, and they will have a 1 o'clock shotgun start. All the benefits go to Snag Golf, and we're starting to learn more about that. And Terry Anton and John Flores are with us here via phone today on the Doug and Daddy Show to kind of tell us more about it. And I guess, John, I want to start with you, and then Terry, you can kind of follow in with that. We've always been talking, and this was part of the talk with Matt, that it's been tough to get the game of golf introduced to the elementary schools and the PEs because, A, it's a tough way to find some equipment, and now Snag Golf has kind of tweaked that a little bit, John, and has given the opportunity to get the introductory stages of golf out there. You're not playing with your dad's shaved-off driver and trying to hit a golf ball. You've got some fun ways for these kids to learn.
It's hard to get the ball up in the air with a shaved out. Yeah. So we're proud to be part of this tournament and this event to honor Tasha through joining the game of golf in the Kearney area.
Terry, where did this start? Where did the idea come from, and how has it grown here in the 10 years that it's been around?
Well, it started with another former PGA golf professional, myself, Wally Armstrong. And what we wanted to do was two things. We wanted to bring down the demographic barriers that prevented people from, kids particularly, from playing golf in their neighborhoods, in the parks, and do it in a safe and effective way, because golf is facility-bound. And we also wanted to create the best learning system for people coming into the game, because, in effect, the last 20, 30 years, we've had a revolving door of people coming into the game and leaving because they found it too difficult. So we wanted to take a page from Apple, basically, and create hardware and software that are integrated and create methods that are easy for people to remember, and then a game that can be played virtually anywhere. We've had tournaments in the snow. We've had tournaments on the beaches, parks, just a variety of places. And right now in the U.S. we're in about 8,000 elementary schools around the country and another 2,000 internationally, and about 5,000 golf courses are utilizing this to introduce golf to their customers.
Terry Anton is the CEO of Snag Golf, and John Flores joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Terry, I'll stick with you here. Where have you seen, in this short amount of time, have you seen the significant growth? Have you seen what you had hoped to when this program began?
I'd probably point to Japan. We've got a very sophisticated program in Japan. When I went over there in 2002, they only had about 6,000 or 7,000 junior golfers registered, and now there's probably 800,000 or 900,000. We've got a very effective school program that transitions into about 300 different events annually in Japan that not only kids but families participate in. So it's a great pipeline and feeder system into traditional golf courses, and they and myself don't see that ever ending. We think that's the right combination, and it's working very effectively. We're also starting to see the same thing take place here in the U.S. We've just introduced the Jack Nicklaus Learning Leagues with Mr. Nicklaus lending his name to this. And it'll start in the parks and recs, and eventually we'll have golf professionals at courses having their own leagues as well.
John, let's face it, attention span for almost anybody in this day and age isn't very long, and for kids that are kindergarten through fifth grade, it's even less. But the key here is to make this fun and to get these kids maybe a little hooked, make them want to come back and do this again. And by putting these things out in the targets and the Velcro and all that, the big-headed putters, that makes it fun.
Well, absolutely, and that's how you retain golfers. It's by making it fun, and you know that's our focus is on player development, and it's part of. There's two sides to that. One is bringing the golfers into the sport, but also keeping them in the sport.
Terry, obviously, you can have all the equipment, and you can have kids that want to play with it, but you've got to have instructors that know how to teach the game properly, and that's what the PGA professionals are trying to do with the elementary school teachers and PE teachers. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the programming was designed where the professionals, the golf professionals, are assisting the physical education teachers and getting them, help them get set up in their classes. The PE teachers actually do the instruction, and then what we're hoping to do is transition children with significant skills into the golf courses to where the PGA professional can use more of his playing skills and course management type skills in helping to develop better players than we have right now. And so we think that system working together and creating that link between the physical educators and the golf professionals so far has worked very well in the places that we've done that.
John, is the program growing? I mean, I'm looking from the equipment standpoint, maybe what you started with and what are some other ideas that people have come up with that you guys maybe have added to Snag Golf here recently?
Well, I'll tell you, the leader of this effort is the Midwest PGA. 75,000 new golfers in the last couple of years in the Kansas City area. So speaking with Matt and the other golf professionals in the Nebraska PGA section, that's our goal. So this event on Friday is to kick off that effort.
And don't forget the Tasha Kider Memorial Golf Tournament 4-person scramble at the Kearney Country Club is this Friday. There will be a Snag equipment demonstration at noon, so you get to come out. And, you know, this is rare. You have all these fundraisers, and sometimes you just say, okay, well, here's the check, and you hear about it later. But you can come out, you can see a demonstration of what we're talking about, and that's at noon, and then you tee off at 1. So it's a short demonstration, but you kind of get to see where your money goes. And that's coming up Friday at the Kearney Country Club. Give them a call. 237-2553 or stop on out today and get registered. And again, you don't have to be a member at Kearney Country Club to play in this particular event. Terry, how have the golf professionals responded to this? Is this something that when they go to their PGA Tour show, you guys talk to them about it, or is this kind of something they find out maybe on their own or through word of mouth?
We've got a very vibrant email program that we alert golf professionals, but we are slammed every year at the PGA show and talk to them. And most of the guys really want to do something to give back to the game, and the programming that we've developed allows them to do that. And so most of them have been just terrific about it, and that's why we think this type of programming is going to grow dramatically. And I know the guys in Nebraska are terrific. They're young, they're vibrant, and they really want to make a difference. And so expect good things coming from them.
Terry Anton, CEO of Snag Golf, and John Flores with us here for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. John, let's face it, there's more kids and there's more opportunities to golf when you're in warm weather climates like a Florida or a California, and it's just kind of taking shape here in Nebraska. What's it been like? And you guys mentioned that Kansas City had really kind of taken off with this. Does it continue to grow in the Midwest, or is this where the growth needs to continue?
Well, the great thing about Snag is that it's year-round programming is available, because you can teach it indoors, not only outdoors. So there's really no off-season for the golf professional, potentially.
Folks, you can find out more at their website, snaggolf.com, snaggolf.com. Terry, anything else that the folks need to know that you'd like to pass along about the organization and the way things continue to grow with your company and youth golf?
Well, one is go and support this event. It's a great cause, and you're going to watch kids learn how to play golf. And what we're finding is the kids that are involved in golf programming don't seem to get in trouble. So if you don't want your kids in trouble, get them involved in golf, and they'll have a lifetime sport to enjoy with friends and family.
John, should people like my age kind of start over and take up snag golf so that we could figure out how to play it correctly?
Absolutely. Retro teaching.
I might have a better chance of hitting the Velcro target than I do some of these other things.
Let's go back to the bunny slope, and then we'll go to the Black Diamond Run.
That sounds great. Hey, guys, anything else you'd like to add?
No, we're good, I think.
All right. Well, we look forward to the golf tournament this Friday, and we appreciate your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we can get an update as this program takes off from the beginning stages here in the Kearney area elementary schools. Terry Anton, CEO of Snag Golf, and John Flores, thanks so much for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and have a great week.
Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Don't forget, folks, snaggolf.com and the Tasha Kider Memorial Golf Tournament is this Friday. We still have that info up on the webpage, don't we, Jeffrey? Yeah, you can find out more. If you want to find out more, and we've told you a lot here during this last 15 minutes, you need a recap, go to ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com is where you can go to find out more information. Coming up, we're going to give you a few of the responses we've had. Let's see, on the Nebraska alternate uniforms. Josh says, awesome, back in black. David says, no red, not impressed. Brad says, I love them. Want to impress recruits? You better keep up with the, quote, look. Let's see here. We've got one from Betty, it looks like. Just noticed that even the red stripe on the helmet is gone. What the heck are they doing but killing traditions? Sad to me when they do not try to keep a little tradition with all the new changes. Thumbs going down right now. Mike dislikes. Cody says, I like it, not too much, but just a small change. We'll get to more of your responses. You can drop them off on our Facebook page where the photo is up of Nebraska's alternate uniforms for the UCLA game on our webpage and on our Facebook at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget lunch right around the corner. Is this Tuesday? Ho-ho! Tuesday means a dollar off any salad at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. And it's hot. It's like a salad day. Maybe you don't want a salad. You can get a burger. You can get a pizza. You can get steak. You can get some salmon. Maybe that's what you're in the mood for, something different today. And, of course, all the different ways that they prepare their great chicken. You can get sandwiches. You can get them grilled. You can get them breaded. You can get them bone in or bone out with your chicken wings at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. And, of course, every Tuesday night it is Wing Basket Night. Only $5. Feed the crew a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. Try something new. This is your chance. You get a group together, get three, four baskets of wings for $20. One basket of wings, $5. You, a group, the kids, the family, whatever you want. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Don't forget, on a warm afternoon like this, happy hour goes from 2 to 5:30 every Monday through Friday at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you
yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston, Mass. And other non-affiliated companies available in most states.
I've always said summer's made for three things: the beach, baseball, and concerts.
Wiser words have never been spoken.
And if you're lucky enough to score some vacation days this summer and you're looking for something to do, or if you want to catch a game this weekend, just head to StubHub.
Especially with summer concert and festival season, nothing better than chilling on the grass and catching a great lineup. You've got to check out StubHub to see who's playing in your area.
And of course, you can visit StubHub at home or on the go from your mobile phone wherever you happen to be.
Exactly.
So get to StubHub today. Grab great seats for the game, find out which artists are playing near you, and get your summer started right.
This summer, hop in your car and make your way to Kearney. Take a mini vacation June 30th to July 1st and celebrate the Lincoln Highway Centennial. The Lincoln Highway was America's Main Street. It was the first transcontinental highway spanning nearly 3,400 miles. For a complete list of events and to download a brochure, please go to visitkearney.org, then click on the Lincoln Highway logo. Hope to see you there.
Isolated thunderstorms early on today, then skies turn mostly sunny as we head to a high in the middle 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, light northwest winds, a low of 63. Look for a high of 95 then on Wednesday. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. The month of June is winding down, and Andy's going to be in with us the rest of the week to talk about what that means at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. And we know what it means is that from 2010 to 2013, Midway certified pre-owned vehicles now have 2.9% with approved credit. Financing 2.9% financing with approved credit on all Midway certified pre-owned vehicles from 2010 to 2013. You're not going to find a better deal on financing on pre-owned vehicles. Plus, while you're on thinkmidway.com, check out their inventory, check out specials. Maybe you just need a little work done on your vehicle. Maybe you need an oil change. You're in and out in less than 30 minutes without an appointment with the Mopar Quick Loop. Maybe you need some new tires. They can take care of that for you as well. And like them on Facebook and enter their Husker football season ticket giveaway. You'll be right there to see those alternate uniforms against UCLA. 8 home games. Who wouldn't want season tickets to Husker football? And Midway Auto Dealership is giving away a pair, and get signed up for that on their Facebook page. So whether you're saving money with financing on new or pre-owned vehicles, whether you're getting a good deal by just taking it in and getting your vehicle worked on or an oil change, or whether you're getting free Husker football tickets, it's all over the place because they take care of you with a smile on their face. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Don't forget that tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we are scheduled to be joined by a couple of Olympians. Kurt Tomasevich, the gold medal bobsledder and former Husker volleyballer and a member of the silver medal winning Olympic volleyball team, Jordan Larson. They are currently on their clinics going around the state of Nebraska here with their Live Well Nebraska tour. You can find out more at livewellnebraska.com. They are in Kearney on Wednesday at the YMCA and then Grand Island on Thursday at Grand Island Senior High School. And you can find out more information by going to the website livewellnebraska.com or cornhuskerstategames.com. We're also going to be talking with Brent Urena of the Big Ten Network tomorrow as we have a little Big Ten Network show that's coming up, and you can find out more about it at btn.com. BTN is going to recognize the best of Big Ten sports with their 6th annual award show Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Mike Hall will host the half-hour show, and Brent made his selections on their website already. We'll talk about that. They'll have their breakout performer of the year, most dominating performance, most courageous performance, which includes young Jack Hoffman, the best finish, the men's and women's teams of the year, the game of the year. It's not all football. It includes every sport, and it is the BTN Awards show tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central Time on the BTN Network. And tomorrow, Brent Urena will join us to preview that a little bit.
Let's do Trap. It's Tuesday Trivia, folks. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Give us a call, and we'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. Mm-hmm. It's grilling time, people. Yum, yum. Get it done. Get it done. Get it done. So call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. That is the number if you would like to take part in Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Andrew.
All right, Andrew. The Stanley Cup Finals wrapped up last night, and the Chicago Blackhawks were the fifth President's Trophy winner, which means you had the best regular season record, to win the first or to and to win the Stanley Cup. Who was the last team to win the Stanley Cup and have the best regular season record?
The Red Wings.
Jeffrey! You're so smart, Andrew. See, I let producer Jeff do things today, and I thought that would be a little harder. Andrew's just that smart. Andrew, congratulations, man. Hang on the line. We'll get you a $25 gift card.
Right on.
There you go. Wow! I thought that would take a little longer than that. We had a hockey guy on right off the get-go here. Nothing wrong with that, folks. Congratulations to Andrew. Sometimes they hit that first pitch out of the park, and sometimes we got a no-hitter going into the ninth inning. So that's the way it goes with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Don't forget to stop by Troutman's Quality Meats and pick up the best food, whether it's a little bacon for breakfast, a steak, a ham, a prime rib that you want to fix for a meal, or just something like the baked beans, the beers and the wines, or the snack sticks to throw in the tackle box or golf bag and snack on with the kids while you're traveling down the road. It's Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Let's give you a quick update on what's going on at Wimbledon. Novak Djokovic, a winner. David Ferrer, the fourth seed, is actually in a battle 1-1 as they go into the third set. Juan Del Potro was a winner today. Tommy Haas, the old man, he keeps on getting things done, and he moves along. Serena Williams, a 6-1, 6-3 winner. Li Na was a winner. The 10th seed, Kirilenko, was upset today on the women's side of the bracket. And I think that's going to get us through today's Doug and Daddy show here on ESPN Radio. A couple of other notes out there. The NAIA Division II Women's Basketball Tournament will stay in Sioux City. I know the Hastings College fans and the voice of the Broncos, Mike Will, will approve of that. They have signed a three-year extension through 2017. They've hosted the championships since 1998. And with all this bowl alignment talk, it became official yesterday that the ACC will play a Big Ten team in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium beginning in 2014. And the 46th Nebraska match play is being contested this week at the Elks Country Club in Columbus. Lance Lawson of Norfolk, the medalist yesterday with a 4-under-67. He will be the 2 seed. Gibbons Riley and Jordan Reinertsen qualified. Alec Anania, Logan Allman, Cale Benson of Grand Island, Jonathan Smith of Donovan, Tanner Johnson, Broken Bow, Wesley Burnt of Kearney, among those from the area that are playing in the match play that is already underway this morning. Again, tomorrow we'll talk with Olympians Jordan Larson and Kurt Tomasevich, and we'll also catch up with the Big Ten Network's Brent Urena. We want to thank the folks that joined us today, Terry Anton, CEO of Snag Golf, and John Flores, plus Jack Wang following UCLA baseball at the College World Series from the LA Daily News. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.